We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, fourth and final quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Jim Galante back here one more time from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Still talking Penn State, Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. We're hearing from James Franklin now, what he had to say after this game. Big showing, especially from a run game perspective. Micah Parsons, he already had made a name for himself as a consensus All-American. He made even more of a name for himself in this game. Just a monster performance from him. But we'll start with James. We didn't really get into the ins and the outs of Tyler Bowen calling plays in this game. The interim coordinator, Kirk Shiroka, the new offensive coordinator, was there on the sidelines, but Tyler Bowen up in the booth, the tight ends coach, got his chance, and I think 53 points speaks for itself in this game. Here's what James Franklin had to say about Tyler Bowen calling plays for him.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. You know, I was very pleased, kind of more than just today. It's interesting for me. I'm very proud of Tyler. Tyler played for me as an offensive coordinator, was a graduate assistant for me, and has kind of worked his way up the ladder. He's got a very, very bright future, and I'm very, very happy and glad that he's with us. He's part of my family, and I think he's got a bright future. So I hope he stays in Happy Valley and with us and with me for a very, very long time. His presence, I thought he did a great job all week of really leading the group. His presence to get up in front of the group and talk about our plan and do it with conviction, to get great ideas from everybody in the room and come up with a plan that we had a lot of confidence in. And I thought he called a good game. There's no different than I do every single game. I make suggestions when I think we need to be a little bit more aggressive, or we need to run the ball or take shots and things like that. They hadn't really stopped their run. The few drives, I thought we got away from the run. But besides that, I thought he did an excellent job. And I'm very, very proud of him. You know, we put up big numbers in the run game. I thought we could be a little bit more efficient in the pass game. But that wasn't necessarily the way we called the game. Early on, we missed some easy throws, and then we also had some drops. So it was hard to get the passing game going the way we wanted it to. And then it was also hard not to keep calling the run as much success as we were having with it.
So I think within that, a couple things. Franklin pointed to what we discussed earlier about the pass game being slow to transition to that dominance in the run game. But he did mention, and I think that it was true, you said it as well, just the, you know, having a couple drops, having a couple missed throws, it was enough in this game to derail the pass game before they even were able to get going. And the other part of it, and I can appreciate, you know, James Franklin can go on tangents that are self-serving, and most coaches do, you know, as we discussed in the realm of Dabo Sweeney on this show. They're talking to recruits through reporters' questions, and it doesn't matter what you ask, he's going to answer it a certain way. But he does have an ability sometimes to shine some light on what it's like outside of game day, and talking about making presentations and presenting information to the offense, and that Tyler Bowen did a good job with that. So I thought that was a pretty cool element to his answer, but I thought this was a good answer. As far as Franklin answers goes, this covered a lot of ground.
I agree, and I thought you were heading in a little bit different direction. What I appreciated in that answer, and he has shown that he will do this other times, was he conceded where the mistakes were. He wasn't afraid to say, we missed some passes, we dropped some passes, we probably should not have gotten away from the running game a little bit like we did. So I think as fans, we appreciate when some things are obvious to us that the coach could at least say, you know what, we didn't do that right.
Yeah. And he did that. There's a fine line between calling a spade and throwing your players under the bus. And I thought he walked that line pretty well in this game. How about just thoughts on the year the team had. James Franklin sort of got into that too, and we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that as we move into the offseason. But here's what James Franklin had to say about, you know, going 11-2 and winning a New Year's Six bowl game.
Well, I think when you go all the way back to before the season started, no one was really talking about Penn State. Even within our own conference, those other teams that were getting most of the publicity. And here we are in another New Year's Six game and had an opportunity to win. And then also kind of laying the foundation with two young players that are going to be returning next year. And, you know, we think kind of laying the foundation for our future. You know, this was a young football team, again, that there wasn't a whole lot of expectations coming into the season. And I think this is a team that kind of lays the foundation for the future.
All right, so this year's team is laying the foundation for the future. How do you feel about the foundation for the future after the way this season went, where by and large a success? And I think some of what James Franklin is talking about as far as people not having grand expectations for this team, it's true. But at the same time, you're still, I think, not dwelling, but you're still recognizing that there's some fundamental stuff about this team, about this program, that you're still looking for some answers on. And we covered a lot of the pass defense, for example, is one of them.
There's no doubt there's areas that have to improve. And I'm typically not a huge fan of, we're so young. Well, in college, that's the way it works now. The best teams, your recruits, true freshmen are playing right away, and they're gone in 3 years, and that's the way it works. So there's always that kind of changeover. But with that said, I think with what's returning on this team, finishing on a high note in the bowl game, I believe there's a lot of good feeling going into next year. I do think there was a foundation set, and you do have, with those couple announcements of guys, Mennett, Freiermuth, who could have gone the next step, them choosing to come back, I think tells you a lot about the mindset of the team.
And I think they're so important. I think you know, Freiermuth coming back, obviously a hammer, a stud, but also stabilizes that tight end position. And you don't get into guys who might not be ready for prime time just yet. So that takes that element out of play. Now you go from, you know, especially, you know, that offensive line with an exclamation point in this game, bringing that whole group back for the most part. You're losing Stephen Gonzalez. Is a big deal moving forward. Now, as we sit here, we haven't heard from KJ Hamler or Shaka Toney. You also bring in a new offensive coordinator who might be able to start getting more out of these wide receivers. That's another theme, I think, for a couple years now. You're looking for more out of this wide receiver group. So there's a lot of reason to be optimistic. And I think numbers and talent stack up that 2020, they've got a shot. You know, the youth element, you've had a lot of guys play through inexperience this year. That's going to help them for next year. And that's something that Penn State always seems to do is you know, let guys play through, and so they're in position to take the next step next year. So I think you got a lot of guys who are prepared to take another step next year.
Definitely. And to add to that, on offense, you now have a returning starter at quarterback.
Yeah.
And not only depth, but experience at running back. A lot to look forward to.
A lot to look forward to. You know, you come off a win like this. You win your 11th game. Penn State, I don't know. I mean, what'd you predict for them to start the year? Regular season. Were you a 9-3 guy?
I was more optimistic. I did say 10-2.
All right. Well,
but it wasn't. I didn't think there was going to be a loss at Minnesota.
No, right. And so you're looking at the hot spots on the schedule. Your Iowa, your Ohio State, Michigan at home. Michigan State's been a tricky opponent, and they conquered them. You weren't really circling Minnesota, but 10-2 was still a lot better than a lot of people thought it would be. And actually, while he elaborated a little bit more on the idea of exceeding expectations. So why don't we just roll right into that quote from him? Penn State going 11-2 and exceeding expectations this year.
Yeah, I think it's obviously important. I mean, obviously, whenever you can meet and exceed expectations, that's always a good thing, especially at a place like Penn State where the expectations and the standards are so high. So, yeah, I think, you know, as young as we are, what people were expecting for this year, you know, we got a lot of work to do in a lot of different areas. But I think, you know, most people would agree that the program is headed in the right direction. We're developing well, you know, we're game planning well, we're recruiting well, and really at this point of where we are as a program. You got to do it all at a very, very high level. We've got great support from President Barron and Sandy Barber and administration and the board, which I think is really important for us to continue doing that and kind of, you know, be in alignment, all of us, always putting Penn State first. It's always about the university first and what's in the university's best interest and also the athletic department. But we think we can have a big impact in that. So I'm going to enjoy this win tonight, but I do think this game and this win and these 11 wins and these young players that are going to be returning is going to give us a lot of momentum going into next season, which we're going to need, you know, which we're going to need.
So there's another way to look at it with momentum, you know, and Penn State, you can nitpick the loss at Minnesota, which, by the way, they were in position to still win that game.
Yes.
Hung tough against Ohio State when you lose your starting quarterback and there was a lot working against you. You could have been teetering on the brink of being blown out, for example, which would have been no shame in that either. But Penn State kind of hung in there and fought back. And then, obviously, winning all their other games, including beating a good Michigan team at home. I mean, I think by and large it's a success. But as he points out, and it's not an excuse, but Penn State did skew young this year. I think just factually, Penn State did skew young. They're not in position to lose a ton of experienced guys. And they're bringing back young players who have played quite a few snaps. So I think the momentum thing is real.
I do too. And I do believe that there's something to the winning a bowl game leading into the next season. I think the attitude of the team, and I do believe that in the key positions, having Sean Clifford there with a year of experience under his belt as the starter, again, the running back position has been established. Probably even more importantly now, it looks like for the first time, we're actually optimistic about this offensive line. As you said, the tight end position is in good hands. Need a couple wide receivers to step up a bit, but there's enough numbers there to make you feel like it could happen. And I think when you start with a Micah Parsons on defense, and there's no doubt he is the leader on and off the field, a lot of talent coming in. You have to feel good about this team going into next season. You really do.
I think you do too. And you think about all the ways that you felt underwhelmed by this team and the fact that they were still able to find ways to win games. I think the Cotton Bowl spoke to a diverse approach and being able to win games in a bunch of different ways. I think that's one thing that Penn State proved. You can carry that with you moving forward. I think the wideouts are going to play better. I think the passing game is going to be better. Sean Clifford will be better. And they, at the same time, they showed that they can fight and they can win games in a variety of ways. All right, that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Check us out on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and go out and download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the Penn State fan in your life? Then you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out the Tailgate Christmas Gift Box, filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a Tailgate Club apron. All in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a 10% discount, be sure to use code KSN on checkout. That's 409tailgateclub.com. And don't forget to use the code KSN on checkout for a 10% discount.